Feel it in your energy when in my close friends just become a
I like this. I like it too. It's nice. Yeah. It's like a groovy lullaby.
I feel the heavy all around. If you feel the right there, maybe you should add it up.
Wiz, tell us who this is and what the song
is called.
The song is called I Feel It by John Bellion.
I feel it. Wow. I like it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's going on my morning playlist.
Yeah, right. That's a good morning playlist.
Yeah, it is.
Sit and drink coffee.
Send that in our group chat, Wiz.
Oh, don't worry.
Drop it in the chat.
We like it. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. This is the Blackboard Collective presents Justice and Drew. Yeah. Ooh, I like that one.
That one like harmonized a little bit.
It was like jazzy. We're doing the thing today. I'm moving my shoulders a lot for the listeners.
It's a lot of neck rolling going on over there.
Hey y'all. It's not early, but it feels really early to me.
It is not early here in any way, shape, or form.
I think it's just because I'm tired. I think it's all, you know, it's that Sunday morning. It's been a whole week grogginess, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm Casey and I'm drinking some coffee, some water, and then I made my class. It's becoming a staple now.
Is it bitters?
There are bitters. There are always bitters.
Is it bitters?
There's always bitters. It is grapefruit.
You sounded so disappointed.
It's grapefruit Topo Chico with bitters, a little bit of lime juice, and a little bit of lemon juice. It's very good.
Yummy. Mm. That sounds great. That's citrusy. Girl, you love citrus. You love a citrus moment.
I do. I really, really do.
I citrus also need y'all to know she just did a little dance while she like had her straw in her mouth. This is very excited. Beep, beep,
beep, beep. Again, lots of shoulder and lots of neck this morning. I think
lots of shoulder, lots of neck. That's how I'm staying awake. It's what we do. It's how we function. Recording on a Sunday. That's how we're
absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely. Pajit, what you drink?
Hi, guys. It's Paige. I am drinking a very large coffee and water.
Nice.
Because I have
hydration
worked so much. I slept for like 2 hours.
Woo.
Not yesterday, but the day before. So I slept a lot. Daylight savings time happened, which really helped me out.
Okay, I didn't know that was happening today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so when I woke up at 7:30, was it 8:30 in my body? Is that what happened? Because is that how that works? Like what happened?
Yeah, like my clock on my oven, because it's not like automatic, says that it's 3:20 right now. So, but it's 2:20.
So with that, you think we'd have some
fell back? Like, more so you gain an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two a.m. It became 1 a.m.
Okay, great.
Which is actually we made sure so hard to close 2 a.m.
Pacific
before
2 a.m. 2 a.m. Pacific time became that time.
Oh. Well, then, okay. Then it's like 5 in the morning.
Wait, hold on.
I don't know if it goes by Pacific time.
Otherwise, you'd have two. It'd be a 2 hour time difference.
2 a.m. everywhere.
I have no.
Yeah. Okay. I have no idea.
We honestly shouldn't do this anymore. Like, I don't. There's no reason that we do this. Yeah. It makes no sense. It's completely.
I want you to know that any time I've worked in a bar on daylight savings time, people will come in and be like, there's an extra hour. And I've told every single one of those people to fuck right off. So.
Yeah, it's like, no, there's not. Go.
There's actually not. I've still been here for 12 hours. So
right,
so
exactly.
Last
so that
music.
Makes a lot more sense. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you say what you're drinking. I'm just like, that makes... I'm gonna let you finish.
Okay.
I'm
gonna let you start. Is really...
No, should I go a little bit and then you can interrupt? That's fine too.
I was so mad at myself for waking up at 7:30 this morning, because this is the one day of the week where there is no construction at my place. And so I was pissed and I was like, why are you up at 7:30 anyway? You were supposed to sleep until at least 8 or 9. And now I know that my body did sleep until 8:30, really.
It did.
Correct.
Look at that.
Oh my
God. I feel much better about that.
I'm sorry.
I had to give that praise report, Laska Music. Now I really want to know what you're drinking.
Do you really, though?
I do. Like, I really do. I'm invested.
Okay.
Invested in this narrative.
I have water.
Yes.
Not very much,
though. I really need water. No, I drank most. I already had 4 glasses this morning.
Okay, good.
And can anybody guess?
Kombucha.
Yay! You know I'm a kombucha queen.
Ooh, kombucha queen.
Is that a cranberry cosmos?
No. Okay. No, it's not.
Oh, whatever.
I think that's the brand, right? Cosmos?
No, I think the name of the cranberry one is Cranberry Cosmos. It is a
No, I think this is like the elixir or whatever. It's the rainbow one.
Oh, it's the gay kombucha.
The only kind that I drink.
The only kind you can drink. I'm for a free if you're gay, actually. It comes with your subscription.
Is that true?
No. with your gay subscription.
Should I come in and be like, I see your gay kombucha over there.
When you punch in your gay card, you get a free subscription. Only lesbians, though, because
it's the same.
Well, anyone stop
tears of gayness,
Zach. Zach, what
I was just gonna say, lesbians got it so good. I mean, you get free kombucha, really, you get cards for all sorts of. I mean, man,
cards.
What a great life.
We get to date. I mean, we date women. We don't have to deal with men. It's great.
That's
great.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's
we
the
wear
best.
Plaid.
Well,
we
I real. Know dating women
make
is the
plaid
best.
Cool.
Sorry, Casey.
Anytime somebody's like. Whenever I get the question of like, why do you date women? I always just go, have you seen women? Like, are you serious? Like,
are you fucking blind?
Are you dumb?
Yeah.
I just, that's one. Of course you would think about it that way. I was like, oh, that's not actually what I was going to say. I was going to say, have you met men?
Also that one. Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah. That's it's always a man. It's always a man that's like trying to get my number that says that to me. What That's is it true. About women? I'm like, have,
see,
well,
and of course
of all,
it is.
Have God. You met yourself?
Yeah, look at you asking me this dumbass question. Look at you.
Yeah. Look at you, sir. Jesus,
wait,
look
Paige,
at yourself.
Is this after you tell them that you're not
yeah.
interested
oh,
in them?
Oh, all the time, usually? Yeah. Yeah.
What is in that cup? Time. That's what every I want to know.
Oh, this cup? Well, this is the special edition Cafe Man, which I think you all
Ooh.
Have.
Yeah. Team.
And, I didn't know you had branded cups for your home.
Of course he does. Them. Of course he does.
My wife made them for me because she knows I'm obsessed. So.
Yes. I just cannot get over you two. In
I know.
In every sense of the word.
I know. The Ooh. Last time I was at their place, I was able to take a coffee to go in a Cafe Man cup. And it was amazing. Like, truly,
you guys are so cute, I could die.
I don't know
That's
how they
adorable.
Live the lives that they live in real life. It's crazy.
It is insane, actually. It really is. I also need to call your wife. Tell her.
Oh, yeah. Call her anytime.
I forgot.
So I, well, it's coffee.
I want a Cafe Man cup.
Laska, anytime.
Okay.
But we're leaving. We're going to Europe on Wednesday.
Where are you going? And why didn't I get an invite?
What?
We're going to London.
Sorry, I responded very, and I love London. I can't. Now Tiffany can't listen to this. Tiffany's been trying to plan our next Europe trip. And now she's going to listen to this and be like, she's going to cry.
Probably. No, don't cry. Just
Tiffany, please do not cry.
I'll keep a running. Well, Kaylee will do a good job of that too. But we'll tell you all the spots we went to, and let me know any place Alaska that we
How long are you
go.
Guys going?
Well, we're going to be gone for 20 days. We're going to London for 5. Nice. Then we're going to go to Paris for like a week. Then
oh
Amsterdam for 5. And
Tiffany, if you're listening, don't listen.
No, Tiffany, listen. It's okay.
Those are all her favorite places. Okay. Yeah.
Is this,
that
is
so cool.
This is just for vacation, or do you guys have stuff to do out there?
Well, we were going to go last year, and I had a wedding to go to. Actually, a lesbian wedding.
Yes, lesbian weddings.
Free kombucha.
Oh, in Europe? Fuck yeah.
Right. No, it was in New York. It was going to be in New York. Oh. We were going to go to New York. And then my best friend, Nick, who, Casey, you know Nick really well, and his wife, Allie, who you also know really well, they were going to go to the wedding as well. And then from there, we were going to do this big European adventure with them. That got canceled, obviously. And Kaylee and I were like, we can't lose that trip. That was planned. We just can't lose not going. And so we had to go. So we was like, screw it.
Oh,
we're going to go. We're just going to put on credit cards and roll, you know?
So wait, are Nick and Allie going with you?
No. Not on this one.
Oh my God. You guys are going to have so much fun. I'm going to miss you for the next 20 days. Like you really trust us, but
I was going to say these next few podcasts, y'all, good luck.
Well, Wi-Fi.
My
I
favorite
was
Casey's face. When you said 20 days, you saw her be like,
Oh really? Well, yeah. I'll have Wi-Fi, and I'll be able to probably jump on, but not host, because I don't think the internet will be strong enough where I'm going to be. But I could probably jump on and do.
You know what? Hangouts. I want you to be in Europe and be in Europe. Like,
no, but I'll miss you guys. No. That's what I want. I like being functional. I don't need it to be. I say that now, but like we're going to be in the cities. We love that energy, Alaska. I'm assuming you love Europe for the same thing too, where it's just like these cities are just so vibrant and fun.
Yeah.
It's not relaxing. I don't want to relax. I want to go and walk miles and see all the things and not be chill, which we get to do, you know, in LA, we get to, the energy is pretty chill and we live in, this isn't a great city life. It's a great place to live, but it's not city like a New York or a London or a Paris. So Kaylee and I can't wait to just be like active and move and get up in the morning and eat and drink your coffees and your pastries and your everything.
That was the first time I've heard it that way. That's such a great way of hearing it.
Actually. I cannot wait.
You
to
described
to
exactly to the T of my experience.
Really?
I've never been to Europe and I want to go.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Go. It'll change you.
Go for my birthday.
I want to go, but I feel like I'll just stay.
Yes. Okay. You know
what the thing it is about Europe? It's so old. Like, okay, but you don't realize how old it is. You don't realize how new we are until you get there. And then you get off the plane and you're walking down the street and you're just fucking blown away by every building. You're like, what? Yeah. you're like, whoa. Like everything is just so fucking old.
A good friend of mine went on her honeymoon to Europe and they were gone for like 21 days and it was, you know, like really awesome. And she said that the one thing that she was so like taken aback by is that in a lot of places in Europe, there's not like a huge advertisement culture. So there's not like billboards erected all over. Yeah. It's just like a place to live and it's like pretty and it's nice. And I thought that that was a really interesting observation because it's just not like we're so, I don't even notice billboards half the time. Like they're just there. Don't think about them.
London is still pretty advertisement written.
Is it?
Because I think
she must've been talking about like Paris or something like but she just said it was Paris. Like such a stark difference between, because everywhere you go in America, like I can't think of one place in America that's not riddled with billboards.
Yeah. But I went to Wales and energy there. It wasn't like
Oh my God, I want to go so bad. I'm gonna die.
Yeah. Oh my God, we should go to. I have good connects in Wales, so we could totally go to Wales.
I think I found my clan name. Remember, I was telling you trying to find my clan name from like my
I
think it's McCollum.
How did you find this?
I have someone doing my ancestry right now. My neighbor, who's great.
Can your neighbor do my ancestry as well?
She's doing my tree right now. By the way.
Can they find out if her cousin?
This is a whole other conversation, and it's a whole thing. I'll tell you guys about it later. But yeah, she's doing my tree. Yeah, I know. Whoa, secret sibling situation. But also, no, she's doing my tree, and it was going back up, and it was just going to people, and then I hit McCollum, and I was like, "Well, that's Irish. That shit is Irish. Yeah. Can you get more Irish?
Oh my God, Irish. I'm
so
That's not good.
We all have Irish heritage, so we need to go there.
Yeah, we do. I think. I mean, mine.
I heard Dublin is like amazing.
Oh, I want to go to Ireland.
You guys, I want to go for my birthday, and I'm so scared that it's not going to happen, and it's stressing me out.
I have to tell you.
I don't think I could go in May. I don't think
we're looking at
a way to go.
We're actually looking at September now, but then that's like not for my birthday. That's actually more for y'all's birthday. So when I say y'all, I mean like Paige and B, that's closer to your birthday.
My roommate and I were talking about going for the months of August and September and going to Europe.
Well,
so this could be a whole thing.
Yeah.
Tiffany's trying to plan right now.
This could be a whole moment, y'all.
So tell Tiffany to look at Ireland in like late August, early September.
That's the next place we wanted to go. I mean,
also listeners, I hope you're all invited as well.
Oh yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah.
You guys.
Honestly, I kind of forgot we were doing the podcast for just a second. I was we're catching up, and then I looked up and I was like, we are recording.
We're literally just
Let's plan our trip later, you guys.
Yeah,
we're planning it on the air.
Okay, but also I just want to say, we'll do Ireland in September, but I still want to go somewhere, even if we go somewhere close for my birthday.
You're still planning.
I'm still planning.
Come to Savannah.
Well, not for my birthday.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how drunk I could get you?
I mean, sure, but like Savannah for my 30th just doesn't have the same ring.
Oh, that's fair. No, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. For what I thought it was your 29th for a second.
No, it's my. It's
so
my
we probably 30th. Have a black business at some point.
Yeah, we do. For sure. Paige.
But love you guys.
Yeah. Sorry, listeners.
Thank you guys for being real ones.
Write into
you guys
us real, about real. Your travel plans.
Listeners, y'all need to know that this is the first Sunday recording we've ever done.
You need to take us for all that we are.
Yeah.
And it's including hard. Our rants.
Yeah, we are.
And our banter.
This is like a Sunday morning stroll episode. You know, like we're just kind of strolling along, just figuring it out.
Strolling. Paige, crushing
do you have,
it. Yes.
Do you have a black business, please?
I sure do. And you guys, once again, we're featuring Good Intentions Holistics.
Oh, yes.
Sorry. My cat just jumped onto the windowsill.
And okay. This happened before in an episode where your cat jumped on the roof.
And we they all were very they are jumping all over the house. All
oh,
the
yeah.
Time.
When and she was like looking so far up and we were like, where is the cat? Like, is the cat
yeah,
on the
right? Floor? She's like, oh, it's fine.
Ozzy jumps, but I mean, Kitty doesn't normally do that, so I was just a little scared. Anyways, this month's featured black business is Good Intentions Holistics. GI Holistics is owned by Legina Charles, who is the mother of Bryce Charles, who is my best friend. Its purpose is to support people as they adapt a healthy diet and positive lifestyle so they can live a holistic life. Their best-selling product is the elderberry sea moss, which is a superfood that should be consumed every day.
Daily.
Daily, baby. You can follow GI Holistics on Instagram at GI Holistics. And you can also head over to the blkboardcollective.com. Scroll down, click on the green Learn More link, and it'll take you to their website. I've said this every week. The sea moss is great. I'm out, and it's really upsetting to me.
Get more. You've been saying that you're out for like 3 weeks.
I know.
Order it.
I know. I've been so busy, and yeah. I just keep forgetting, but I will do that. I'm going to do it right now. No, not now, but like when we're done. just like hold the podcast.
I'm going to do it right now, but not right now.
I have to order my sea moss. But no, I mean, it's been the kickoff of the business has been really great. She's been getting a lot of orders, and yes, so just keep it up. They're, it's so helpful. It's so yummy. And it's good for you. Good for your tummy. So and there's good. Merch. Like, I can't stress enough that she designed a whole adorable t-shirt. And I think everyone should get it.
Get it.
That's
get the t-shirt. And awesome. That is GI Holistics support.
Go follow them. They can also follow it. They can also find them on our website, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Paige. All right. We finally gonna get into it. I think we're talking about judges this week because, well, actually, first, before we get into the judges, I just want to say our hearts and thoughts and prayers and all the things are going out to the families that lost people at the Asheroil Fest on Friday night in Houston.
Yeah.
Asheroil is a Travis Scott music festival. I believe it's been happening for like the past 3 years. And this year, you know, details are still coming out, but things got really out of hand. They're normally like mosh pits and things like that, you know, normal stuff that young people do at music festivals and concerts. This one got very out of hand. People got trampled, people passed out, and then were trampled to death, it seems. The concert was stopped multiple times when Travis Scott could actually see someone in distress. But ultimately, of course, it's a whole festival. He's not seeing everything. So
that's good. I didn't know that it had been stopped multiple times.
He paused like 3 to 4 times to like, you know, make sure that people could get medical attention.
Couldn't hear. One of the people out there was saying that the issue with having that many people, I think there was over 50,000 people there. So that's a lot of people packed into one area. Yep. And what happens is, you know, the people from the back are trying to get to the front. So they're pushing people. And what one person described it as like a wave. You're almost like not even barely touching the ground. You're kind of moving with people. And so it's really hard to resist or even have any kind of control in general. You're falling on people who are falling on, you know. And so what happens is the wave kind of hits the front line, right? They can't go any further. So it kind of works its way back.
Yeah.
So people are moving like this. And that's just, there's no room.
But and then too, there's like, for the people in the front, there's like something hard there that stops them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so scary.
It's so terrifying. Yeah. Like people were the things that people are saying, like how they felt. I can't make myself watch any of the videos because I can't. But
I don't think anybody needs to watch those videos.
The way that like people were describing it and how scared these, you know, it's all really young people. Like they're like teenagers or early 20-year-olds, and they were like to think that that's the way. I was like, I knew I was gonna die. Like a lot of them are like, I knew that I was gonna die, and to think that that's how I was gonna die was like horrifying. And the people who were in the crowd actively trying to give people CPR because they could see that somebody had lost consciousness, and some of them being like, I saw them getting wheeled out later and then I knew that they had died. You know, like it was
Woman that was like, they tried to get the camera operators, right? They went up on to try to ask the, one lady was literally yelling at a camera operator, there's someone dead out there. There's literally someone who's died. And they don't stop filming. They don't, I mean, I'm just a little, I have some questions about that.
Yeah. There's always like a, when things like this happen, because we were talking before about all of the like crowd dynamic situations that have happened in the past. There's always like some sort of breakdown from the top, and it's not like the artist's fault or anything like that. Like it seems like Travis Scott did what he could to stop the show and stuff. But there was, it sounds like Zach said there was some security issues already. They were, you know, like it's like there's the Hillsborough disaster, like I was telling you guys about, was blamed on the people when it was because they didn't have enough like security, like they didn't care to keep these other people safe because they were like the poor people or whatever. They were the general admission. And so it sounds to me like there was a breakdown from the top of that Astroworld like power structure. Do you know what I'm saying? Like someone is accountable for this. There's been plenty of musical festivals where people don't die. Yeah. So like someone did something wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think what we're going to find is that there will be a lot of different breakdowns that took place, right? And that they all added up to be something as catastrophic as this. Yeah. Because you can have a crowd that is under control, that has the right security, and something still could happen terribly, right? We know that. Tragedy can happen.
Yeah.
Something like this feels like there were multiple levels of breakdowns that took place.
Yeah.
And so what will happen is you may see concerts change forever because of this. And a traditional concert, this was not, right? This was a more like a festival vibe. Well, it was a festival, but it was in a stadium. So that may seem to me, I think of outdoor festivals, but like an indoor, indoor giant football field, right? Energy Stadium, huge stadium. But there's a lot of general admission. There's a lot of people who don't have a seat. And what happened, I know, in the 70s and 80s was a lot of concerts were seatless with GA, and you would just buy a $10 ticket, first come, first serve, run to the front. A lot of festivals have that still to this day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think what's going to happen is that you may have to change all sorts of capacity rules, security rules.
I had a question about the capacity anyway, because I mean, and this might be a dumb question because it's Houston, shout out to home. But like what COVID is still a thing. Was there no capacity limit? Like was,
it's Texas. Like,
I think it's all lifted. Yeah. I don't think there were any, Texas. I don't think there's anything going on there.
With also, you think about the amount of energy that's happening in this. We speak of Travis Scott specifically in his music, right? The amount of like amped up, that's a lot of energy, a lot of people going crazy, right? It's loud, people are jumping around. There are probably a lot of stimulants. I'm sure people were altered.
Yeah.
Jumping up and down. But it's like, whereas I was just making this, not assumption, that's not the right word, comparison between music festivals, right? Whereas you look at something like Woodstock, right, from 1969, over 500,000 people are at this music festival, smashed down the gates to get in, but it was a peaceful festival. So you have a different, completely different vibe, a different line of people, and like what was happening there, like everybody, people were dancing around, different time period, different kind of music. So I don't know, I'm just wondering right now about this situation, off all that stuff didn't, you know, it's just part of also being in that specific situation of Travis Scott's music festival, and like the amount of energy. I don't know how much, how often this happens with other artists. Like, I don't know those numbers.
I mean, it's never happened with, I know people who have gone to the Astroworld Fest in previous years, and like everybody always has a good time. It's not like, you know, it's a music festival, so it can get rowdy, but like, I don't,
but
I've never, it's not, correct. It's never been like this.
So correct me if I'm wrong, though, mosh pit. Mosh pits are a normal... I know mosh pits. Like, I've seen them my whole life, like at concerts and things I've been in. But usually it's like, from when I've seen it, it's like around. People are aware that that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, leave or go. Come or go. Yeah.
Right, right. That's how it is. I don't know that that was necessarily what... It sounds like people were literally... Like, if they were passing out, then they're stuck underneath people. And you can't control that momentum of what's happening in there.
Yeah.
Right? And people were saying it was hot. They couldn't breathe. I mean, that's... So this sounds like what you were saying, Paige, a work down from the top. And what probably happened is the capacity was the issue. They let
it sounds like maybe they like oversold they tickets. Have. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, oversold, people broke
or didn't
in.
Corral people.
People
in different...
broke into the show. That's the other problem. People broke
I wonder
in.
How many of that number was people who came. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm curious at how many extra, like additional people got in.
Right. But I also think too, like if people are breaking in, stop the show. Stop the show. Like, if you can't control the crowd, stop the show. Like, that becomes a security problem for everybody. But because, Zach, like you said, we live in a capitalistic society, they were like, well, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The show must go on. No, the show must not go on.
It's clearly a serious issue.
Yeah.
Also,
you can't control more bodies, you know, more bodies, the more
that
people
must be
you bring.
So mortifying. I can't imagine being Travis Scott. You know, that must be so mortifying to know. Cause you know, he didn't know half of this shit until after it happened.
Right. And he's just out here doing his show.
Yeah. As evidenced by him like stopping and like, stopping and trying to help people.
He did. He kept yelling out, help who? Turn the lights on over there. He kept trying to hear. I'm sure it's really hard for him to hear up there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, you can't hear.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So absolutely. Like, it must be mortifying for him afterwards to like hear that 8 people die. Like, God, I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't imagine.
100%. And like, 100%.
You guys, I kind of grew up with Travis Scott. It is a weird thing. My grandma owned a daycare, and he was one of the kids at the daycare. He was Baby Jack. So my grandma is always like, Baby Jack has a concert here again.
I really thought you were about to be like, my grandma loves his music. And so we just...
No,
I was like, all right, Grandma, let's go.
No, it was so funny. Grandma. Like years ago, my grandma was like, Casey, did you know Baby Jack is famous now? And I was like, Baby Jack is famous. Like, who? And she was like, yeah, but he doesn't go by Baby Jack. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, it's some sort of regular name, but it's not his name. And then finally she was like, Travis Scott. I was like, Baby Jack is Travis Scott.
I kind of wish he went by Baby Jack instead.
I really do too. Like in my house.
Maybe he'll find out about the story and name one of his albums like Baby Jack.
Oh my God, that would be sweet.
Hey, Travis, if you're listening.
Yeah. Right. Travis.
Our listener, Travis Scott.
Our listener, Travis Scott, if you're listening.
I'm sure you're a little busy, but, you know, just some inspo for your next album.
We're what he goes to for his light in his day.
Yeah.
That's what I'm imagining.
For sure, thoughts and prayers out to everybody who lost someone.
Absolutely.
There also for people who are, there's still people in the hospital fighting for their lives. Mm-hmm. So hope they pull through. This is very, very crazy. Yeah.
So sad.
Now on to the judges. Zach, do you want to tell us about
Jack? Jack, why did I know Zach's name today? I called him Kyle. I called him Jack.
You called me
Jack.
Kyle?
Jack? When did you call him Kyle?
I don't want to be called Kyle.
Kyle.
This guy when I was working yesterday.
Your name.
Yesterday literally walked up to me and just called me Amanda so blatantly. And I said, that's not my name. And he said, I guessed. And I said, you were wrong. So now I know. I was like,
why? Like, why did you guess?
I guessed.
I know.
Like,
I was like, hello?
If you said no, you didn't want to ask me my name.
Like, and then I said, my name is Paige. And he said, that's what I said. And I said, don't gaslight me. It got really out of hand. I hate this man. Anyways, that's what I feel like I'm doing to you, Kyle. Zach. Kyle Zach.
Well, I know why you said that, Zach. Because obviously we're talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which I don't even want to say his name because this guy doesn't deserve any recognition.
No,
he deserves prison.
This guy.
But I guess I'll bring up this judge has become very famous, Bruce Schroeder. And last week's episode, y'all talked about local elections and how you can kind of forget them. You just don't, you're not like paying attention all of a sudden. Oh crap, there's a local election. It's a race for the coroner or something, or a judge, and you just don't know any better. And guys like Judge Bruce Schroeder get to hang out forever and basically rule a part of Wisconsin forever. But basically the big news from the case was there was testimony by people who were with Kyle, the defendant. And Kyle Rittenhouse has been charged with the murder of two individuals during the protests in Minneapolis. And he was the young man who was given the gun from his mother, I think, drove across state lines and
which is a federal crime,
and claimed to be there to protect businesses, got into a struggle with two different people and killed them both. And it's a very, very interesting and difficult, and it's going to be very not pleasant case for us all to watch in real time. But in news that's not surprising, one of the jurors was actually dismissed. Why? He made a joke about Jacob Blake.
What?
The joke was, why did the Kenosha police shoot Jacob Blake 7 times? Because they ran out of bullets.
Oh my God. Okay, so, wait. We need to talk about jury selection real fast because
hold on. Guess I'm who incensed. This person was. Guess the juror.
For the defense, gonna assume.
Well, old white man.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, 100%.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And so he was escorted out. Obviously, he's no longer on the jury, which
how did he get on the jury?
Sounds like they're vetting these fucking people.
That's
right
my
now.
Question. So
well, who makes a joke in who, general?
I mean, first
on
of all,
jury?
Yeah.
Like
first of all, but also jurors are vetted, like insanely vetted. And the fact that he was even allowed on there in the first place is a problem.
He must
jury
have been
selection
trying.
Is a whole process, you guys.
He must have been trying to get dismissed. Like, that's an actually absurd story. Like, who gets selected as a juror and then is like, hey, you guys want to hear this racially charged joke real fast before we start talking about the case? Like, what? Like, that's not a real thing. That's something that happens on
like, did he say it? Did he say it in the courtroom or did he, like, Facebook it? Like, I'm...
Like, regardless, when is the time?
And where did he go? Did like, someone do yeah, like, I would clap like, with my gloves.
Did he, like, he would get a glove to the guy out. Next to him? And was the guy like,
I know, I really want to know the setting.
The man told the joke to a police officer when they were being escorted back to their vehicles. Apparently, a case like this, you're going to have security taking care of you right when you leave the courtroom. So, at the end of the night, when they had the police escort, this person told this joke to the police officer, and the officer then told the court.
And the officer was like, come again?
I mean, the officer literally was, that joke's about the cop. Like, the joke kind of, like, is mean towards cops, too, kind of. Like, it's kind of a weird person to tell the joke to. Like, unless
I mean,
it's
like unless
you're
your unless
white
you're
supremacist
a
friend.
Yeah.
If you're an old, no, but Zach, not if you're an old white man, you assume cops are on your side.
Yeah,
that's true.
In his mind, he was like, oh, this cop's going to get a kick out of this. Like, the cop was like, pause, let's put a pin in that.
Yeah,
sir.
Like, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow. Wow, wow, wow. There's
I didn't,
so many
oh
things.
My God.
There's so many so, things about that.
So that's obviously good.
Like, I feel real cringy right now.
That's good.
Yeah, I feel
right?
I want to like take my skin off. Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Right
it's like,
well, I mean, like I yeah, that's good that he's no longer on the jury, but now I question
right.
the rest of the
rest of
selected.
Them.
Right.
So
and who's selecting?
I want to remind you guys as well that this judge. So that was good-ish by the judge. I mean, you had to do that. That's not even like a question. But
that
this
was
judge,
good of the cop
though,
who reported it.
True. The mm-hmm. cop is the true hero. Okay.
Yeah.
True. It is a so this judge though has become famous for I will read this quote so I don't just butcher it, but he has drawn public attention already during the case in part due to his pretrial decision that prosecutors cannot refer to those killed by Rittenhouse as victims,
which is
while the defense lawyers may call them rioters or looters.
Stop.
So they're no victims, but they can be considered rioters or looters, which. Words matter.
That is so. Wow.
Yeah, words matter.
It'd be like saying you can't call cops pigs, but you can call them heroes.
Right. That's like, wow. Oh, this is so upsetting. How did this judge, like, who, how did this judge get the case? Like, it sounds like he obviously has a bias, like to what he sounds like he's a racist.
Right.
And so like how do judges get selected to have these cases?
It's a good question. It's all about where the case is being held, like where it's being tried, and that is they have a judge. So my guess is the defense wanted to be held in this district, or that's the exact district where the crime took place. Hard to know, because sometimes they move things around, like, oh, it should be done here. It's more representative of our client or whatever, which like, actually can help us move into the next case, the Ahmaud Arbery case, and like how that is going down. Who wants to take the lead on that?
Only one black juror was selected for the jury in the Ahmaud Arbery case. And even the judge said that there was seemingly like discrimination in the selection process. But then when they do that, they're allowed to go through this process where the defense is able to say, well, no, this is why we chose to eliminate these jurors. And when they present that to the judge can then either decide like, oh, actually their reasoning is sound, or no, it's back to the drawing board. We have to select new jurors. In this case, the judge decided that their reasoning was sound. This is frustrating because in what I read, it says that like some of the reasoning that they gave, like for two black women who were not selected, it was because one of them said that this case is about racism. And so she was dismissed for saying that. Mm. The other one, I forget what the other one said. The other one said that she thought that the Ahmaud Arbery killing was wrong. And so she was dismissed for that. And so that's upsetting because like some things just are true. And like, yes, I get why in legalese, I get why they can actually present that and say that this person is coming in with a bias, but is it bias if it's true? Like, is it bias if it's just like,
pains me to see these people with, you know, these kinds of cases with trial. I know you have to legally have a trial, but when there is like, you know what it, you know, we know, we all know like what the fuck happened. We don't need wrong. People to come off and try to go through 1,100, whatever, how many days to fucking go through a case.
1,100.
When we all know, 1,100 days. When we all know, you know what I mean? It's like, fuck, I could be a judge right now. Like, give me the gavel.
Like, you know, honestly, in order to get selected for this jury, it sounds like you would have to either, like I'm trying to think of what I would have said. You would have to intentionally be like,
I don't know how I feel about this case. Right.
I'm not sure. Right. I'm sure there are good people on both sides. I'd like to hear.
Like, exactly like that, Casey. Right. Exactly like that.
I'd be really interested. So I pulled up my notes from one of my classes while you guys were talking, because we talked about jury selection in one of them. And so there's like a whole process of it. And so pretty much like what you do is like you go in and you're asked like X amount of questions or whatever. And based off certain demographics, you'll either be asked to stay or asked to leave. And if you make it to the next step, then you're asked like more questions, but it's just like a conversational, like, what do you do for a living? How do you feel about gun control or whatever, right? So it's like blanketed questions. And then, so I wonder, like, I would like to know what questions were being asked of both juries that we've spoken of right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know exactly what questions were asked. And then also what they did for the women who were not put on the jury in Ahmaud Arbery's case, like how they've voir dired them, because it just like it's weird to me too that the judge was like, I think there was some discrimination in this, but then he was like, no, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. When presented the reasoning, he was like, yeah, that makes sense. It's like okay.
It confuses me because both prosecution and defense have to approve of the jurors. Like, you can be like, no, that I don't want that jury or that juror. And that's probably why, that's probably the defense when that woman said that the case was about racism, the defense was like, uh-uh. But, and also a prosecutor doesn't want that on there because they know that the defense is going to be like, no, absolutely not. Because it's just too easy to argue.
Y'all also, okay, so this article I sent you guys, I mean, you should read it. It's not going to make you happy. But it basically, they do ask questions and they report back actual answers from the jurors.
Oh my God, I want to see.
So it tells you what each person
you
even
sent
is.
It? Is that what
like,
you
retired 911 operator, retired law enforcement officer, a retail worker. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to be an uphill battle for the prosecution to be able to, you know, win over some of these people who will be very much like insurrectionist supporters, MAGA supporters, Fox News, minimal, but mostly Newsmax and maybe own viewers who will have to really put aside some of their biases and get into this because it's not going to be pretty.
But I guess I just wonder then too, how that woman who said, right. And there, or I guess, no, it was the same trial. How this one woman said it was about racism or that she knew it was wrong or whatever. Like those two are taken off the jury, but then these people are very clearly biased in another direction.
Because there's only so many people. Paige, you're making too much sense, but eventually you'll have no one on the jury. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But
to whittle people down. If someone is really like, you know, I don't like black people, I love black people, okay, you're gone. But there's a lot of gray happening and it's going to lean one direction. In event, you're going to really lose some of these outliers that could be really good for you, that they're a lot less really good for your case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially among the white people in this community. And they're going to be whittled down. And eventually you'll end up with like, you know, decent human beings, okay? Good people, right? That will be presented with something that they've never had to actually decide in their lives where they could live in a very, they could be hermits on issues like this. Probably aren't really, really big, you know, promoters of politics, but have biases inside. And so it's going to be fascinating. This one woman, a retail worker who appears to be white in her 50s, she's lived in Glynn County for less than 5 years. She basically says, asked if the video left an impression. She said, not overtly. It was a horrible situation, as everyone knows, but nothing is ever as it seems to be. I don't think the video is the whole story. You know, things like that where you're like, okay, here's a critical thinker. And it's true. A video is not the whole story, but that makes you nervous if you're the prosecution, right? Because you're like, that video is really important. That's like all we really have to go on. If you think there's a whole other story to be told, you know, you're willing to listen, maybe not as critically as your eyes saw. Like, don't let your eyes deceive you either. You know, what you saw is what is real.
Yeah.
And she's probably a good one. She's probably one that the, you know, prosecution was like, okay, at least we have her.
Yeah. That is.
Oh my God. Oh.
What did you just read?
This, I've been reading some of the jurors stuff. First of all, half of them are law enforcement and like, you know,
one of them is a woman
who appears to be white in her 50s, who's a retail worker. They asked her thoughts about the case. She said, I don't know much about it as I've like, I, you know, heard it generally like on the news and I've had some brief conversations, she says, with quotes. And then they said, have you ever seen the cell phone video? And she said, asked if the video left an impression on her. The woman said, not overtly. She added, it was a horrible situation, as everyone knows, but nothing is as it seems to be. I don't think that the video is the whole story.
Yeah, the way she said that, you were reading.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was reading. Okay, this is the same thing he just said?
This is the exact
same thing. What did you say? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
No, it's okay. Just like, I said, that's probably someone that they agreed on, like, as the prosecution, like, you can convince her. You know, like that's a good one. But there's all
what I was responding to is her saying in quotes, not overtly. If anyone had come across that video, I don't know. Just people saying things like I wasn't impacted by that. How can you not be impacted by something like that? Right. Saying that, oh, well, this is not the whole story. I saw the whole fucking story. Right. All I needed to see to know the fucking story. I don't know how that doesn't. And for me, that was just me. I was like, what? How is that your response?
Well, you realize too that the case is going to be a first degree murder case. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know that you must reach a verdict like fully. Everyone must be on the same page. Everyone. All it takes is one person to say, no, they didn't murder him, it was self-defense. It could be eight people to one. And those nine jurors, is it nine jurors? It is, right? Nine? I don't know.
I think it's nine, yeah.
It's going to be, it's a hung jury. So there's no, you are, you know, it's not, you're not convicted. You're not guilty. So they have the one man, the one black man, he's in his 60s. His son actually knew him. And he has this whole entire storyline on here. And you read it and you go, okay, this man represents probably a very traditional experience with law enforcement as a black man in this community. And it is no wonder that any trial is going to want to limit people who actually have experience with this in like reality, because a white retail woman worker, right, yeah, will have absolutely no understanding of what it's like to be in this situation.
Yeah.
And but also, that is a crazy thing to think about.
Is it not shocking that they chose him if his son knew Ahmad? Like, isn't that kind of a conflict?
But it doesn't matter, Casey, because there's one person, so they can get away with it.
And probably it's more for like saving face. Than
and
he
and the defense likes him because he has positive experiences with the police.
Oh, is that what it says?
Because he himself, although he has been arrested before, he says, I fully support the police department, but I've had some instances where because of the color of skin, they was a little more forceful, the man said. He has been on a jury before. They have reached a verdict before. But yeah, so he has positive feelings towards the police and, but he has some connection to Arbery, kind of.
This is all very strange. All of it, every single bit of this election process sounds very, very strange to me. And
yeah, I just have so many questions about like, because it just seems to me like there's a lot of of people that the defense are going to be like, cool, yep, absolutely, absolutely. But it doesn't seem to me like there was enough for the prosecution.
Prosecution, yeah. I don't know.
Like, I have a lot of questions. And I'm very panicked by how many white women are on there.
Yes. Yes.
Oh boy.
You can't put your fate in the hands of white women. They fuck it up every time.
Never. Never. So, please.
Do you
for
see
the
this?
Love.
The woman with a background in psychology in her 20s. She leads the Epoch Times.
The what?
What is that?
The Epoch Times.
The hell is that?
Okay, it's like the one of the furthest right info out there. It's like,
oh good.
QAnon style stuff.
Great.
Like, why? Cool.
But like, why then does she get to stay?
That's what I'm saying.
Because
like,
all of them are like
stay?
This.
She says
all
that,
of them are
up.
Like this, y'all. What do you
is
want?
Is there no? We, is there no prosecution? Does the prosecution not exist? Like, what happened?
I have
here?
So many questions. I have so many questions.
You this don't get to so... handpick. You guys, they send out random. I mean, 1 in 62 members of this community were picked, and then you have to whittle it down. But you don't get to like fast forward to others. You only get that first chunk and you get to delete from there, but you're only able to get so many tossed. I mean, it's not easy. This is what this community is. This is why Arbery was killed. Let's not think that this was like in a vacuum. Yeah. You know, this young man was in his own neighborhood and was hunted down and killed by these vigilante white supremacists. So their neighborhood obviously thought this was like okay-ish, right?
Yeah, I guess if these are the people who were left over, then like, then like who, I don't know. I shudder to think of the people that were in the original pool. But also—
Right, like who did they say no to?
Yeah, but also I know that they said no to these black women for just saying stuff that made sense. For just saying like the killing was wrong.
As is America.
Sorry. Like, I just don't think that people should be gunned down in the street. Sorry. Like, is that
the judge agrees with you. The judge agrees. So good news is on this case, the judge agrees and goes, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't, this is definitely
okay. Yeah, but then when he
not the right jury
reasonings, he said, oh, I guess. Like,
but the judge can't, but judges aren't allowed to like say trials can't happen unless there was like an egregious thing that took place where like members were being like paid, like jurors
well,
being
no,
paid by some
he can't say
you know,
that
he can't
he can't say that the trial can't happen, but he could have, when he said that like there was discrimination and he made them go back and review things, he could have been like, no, you have to reselect. These are not good reasons.
I don't know. That's a good question.
But
how much
power? I'm like pretty sure he could have. I'm like, no, he could have. That's what
I just read.
No.
Yeah, I read an article that, you know, it just, he had the defense come and say like why they disqualified certain people. And their reasoning, apparently the judge was like, oh, okay, that works. That tracks. We'll move forward. But if he said, no, that doesn't work, then they would have had to go back to the selection process.
Right.
Well, one white woman said that she believes people of color are not treated fairly. And she thinks the police don't treat black and white people the same. And she said that it is scary imagining these guys driving around with a gun. And that she knows between some and a lot about the case. She gets most of her info from national news, which means, you know, like CNNs and MSNBCs. Indicated the media and social media don't have all the facts, which is good. And she says that everyone deserves to get a fair trial, which I agree upon.
So we have her, but how many for her one? Like then we got another 40-year-old white woman who's a registered nurse who's like, yeah, I just like I'm worried about the uproar of the verdict. And you're like, that's what you're concerned about?
But that also, to me, makes uproar? Me so mad. She shouldn't be able to say that. Yeah, she shouldn't be able to say that. Because right. that to me, if I was a prosecutor worth my salt, y'all have taken one class in the law. If I was the prosecutor, I would have gotten her ass thrown out so quick because that is bias. So you're already telling me that you're going to vote to acquit this man.
Exactly.
You already told me before you even heard the first opening statement that you're going to acquit this man.
Yes.
Who are these prosecutors?
Well, the uproar to me, doesn't the uproar sound like she's afraid of black people? Uproar,
yes.
Not
right.
Black people. Uproar,
yes.
Uproar is not like,
but
it means
that's
that
what
if
I'm
it's,
saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, and also, there's only an uproar if you choose to acquit the men. So that's why we're saying, like, she's basically saying, hey, I'm going to acquit these guys for killing this black man. And I'm scared of the uproar that's going to happen when I do that. Like,
right. Like who are these? I'm calling. Who are the prosecutors?
Who are the prosecutors? Yeah, I do actually know who
are
the prosecutors
they?
Are.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably good. They're probably good. So we have to look into them for next time, I think. This is really important to read
I hope
about
they're good
because
this is not a good sound. Like, it's not a good start.
I don't know if they're good. I can't believe that she was able to stay on the jury with saying that. I'm scared of the uproar after the decision. But like, that sounds to me like you're not going to vote. You're not going to listen
like
to this
like, you've already
trial.
Made a decision. It sounds
you've
like
already made up your mind. If you're going to throw out somebody for calling something wrong, you can't also then say, I'm scared of the uproar. Like, no, that's absolutely not okay. I cannot believe that. That infuriates me.
Yeah.
Guys.
I can already predict it's going to be 7-2. Guilty. That's my prediction. It's going to be 7-2.
Yeah,
I'm going out on a limb.
I'm going to light Georgia.
Be hung
fire.
Jury. It'll be hung jury, and it will have to go back.
You heard it here first, folks.
I'm hoping that I'm hoping. You know, honestly, like I don't know enough about the case to be totally honest. I know there's multiple people on trial, right? It's not just one. There, it's not each person.
Three
is
men.
Three men, right? So I'm hopeful that the lead guy, the main guy, goes down in flames, because I can understand how a jury has a hard time being able to convict someone who wasn't trying to be part of that thing, but the other person went all the way. It's like, should you be convicted of murder if someone that you were with, you thought you were just going to scare somebody and they killed someone, then all of a sudden you're an accessory to murder? Like, wait, I thought we were just, wait, what just happened? So that could be a little wishy-washy.
Well, no, yeah, because then they went home and didn't tell anybody about it, and then weren't.
I understand,
arrested,
but this happens a lot
later.
To young people. Do this a lot. Like, it happens a lot to like young, especially like young people of color, young men who become accessories and things that they weren't really there for the thing. And I feel like that's really a huge difference between being like a murderer and being an accessory is such a huge difference. So what I'm saying is like, I'm hopeful that the murderer goes down no matter what, because if he doesn't, I'm fearful for the jury that they will find some ways to go, I can't convict this other person. So all of a sudden now you get murderers off because it was self-defense or something. And the rest are like, well, if it wasn't murder here, then these guys definitely weren't.
Yeah, then nobody gets.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So and that's why it's like, it's a lot on trial and it's hard. I mean, I was on a DUI trial and like, I don't think I'm a dumb person. I think I'm a pretty smart person, but I've never been on a trial before. It's brand new how to like understand the law and understand mm-hmm. what evidence is and isn't, and understand what you're convicting someone of, DUI versus DWI. And you're just like, well, wait, this is not easy. And there's no like, it's done in a way that makes it easy to just say guilty.
Does that make sense? I agree with you. I think that like, I agree with you on taking the head guy down. Yes.
Yes.
But I personally feel like they should all go down. I feel like if you get in, you start chasing someone, this is a racist thing. Clearly, purely all three of
this
them.
This was and, a like, lynching.
Period. You went out, you did the thing, you pay the crime. I'm like, that's what the fuck you did.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think that anybody should get off the hook.
No,
but I hear what you're saying. I also want everybody to go down.
Yeah, I would like for everybody to go down as well. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. And like initially when you said it, I was like, no, fuck them. But
right.
but then I was listening, and then I was like, well, wait. When you said it happens a lot to young men of color, I was like thinking of the situations where there is like, oh, it's a group of teen boys, and some are more rowdy than others, and one of them is in the back seat while the other two in the front, like somebody's driving and the other one hangs out the window and shoots somebody. Then the kid in the back seat is like, oh shit, you know, like,
yeah.
Well, I didn't like what, you know, and then that kid goes down and is in prison for, you know, 50 plus years. And you're like, ah, shit, that boy was 15 and was just trying to hang with the cool crowd. Were they, you know, bad? Yes. Did he know that? Yes. Was he trying to be too cool? Yes. Did he mean to murder somebody? No.
Right. So, and that also, all of those yeses don't equal 50 years in prison.
Yeah. Sure. But yeah, for except sure. for when you're young and black.
It does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I hear that, and
I guess equal wasn't the word. Justify 50 years in prison.
Right. Yeah. So I hear your rationale, and it's so interesting to me that it's much harder to accept that when it comes down to like racist white men and like young black men, which is probably how the racist white men feel about black people. So you know, prejudice all around. But I do want them to pay for what they did. And even if there was I don't know what the third guy did, because there's a driver, there's a shooter, and where was the third guy?
He called and like told them where he was or something like that. He was in the car too, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly. But there was like something about him like calling and being like, he's over there, la 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 la, and then they like hunted him from there.
Yeah.
I'm merely trying to look at it from like a perspective of what is the defense going to say, right? Yeah. What is the defense going to do and say, and how are these people going to experience it? How would you experience it? If you're like, you know, these people's lives are in your hands. You were not there. You did not, as a juror, you did not kill this young man, right? You now have control over the lives of these other people. It's a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult no matter who you are. Then all of a sudden you have a jury that's filled with all sorts of unique individuals from a place in the country that for sure doesn't represent mostly, you know, most of mine or your political or social beliefs, right? And it's going to put them into a really unique situation to have to be critical thinkers. And
yeah, if they choose to be,
I don't know if they're possible.
I don't know.
Yeah. Just,
like, I don't have the.
No, if it's possible,
I don't have
for
faith
them.
In that. And yeah, and them being critical thinkers.
Zach, I imagine you being the perfect juror.
Yeah.
I was the foreman.
I believe that.
Yeah,
I believe
for
that
sure.
I imagine you getting selected a lot, like every time you go.
I know. I have to not get on a jury because I'll be selected too easily. Because they'll think that both groups will want me, probably thinking that they could like.
They would like demographically want me, and then I'd talk, and they'd be like, "Oh my god, get her out of here!
I don't
want
to be on. I don't want to be on a jury."
My God.
My buddy was on a major.
She talks about the system one more time. I'm going to lose my shit.
Y'all, my buddy from my hometown.
You're like, over there. Get the redhead. Sorry, Zach.
Get the redhead.
Amanda.
She's going down. She's going down. They just tackle you in the fucking corner.
Your buddy was on.
My buddy was on a case over the summer for a member of the Aryan Nation.
Ooh, oh, God.
It was not good, and it was really scary. And the Aryan Brotherhood people, like the ones that weren't convicted, right? The ones that weren't on trial, hung out outside the courtroom
That should be during, not okay.
It's not okay.
No, that's so intimidation.
They had to be, so they had to be led out secret, you know, tunnel entrances and exits and all that kind of stuff.
God.
I was like, no. And COVID and the severity of the case, the jury was never in the courtroom to protect their anonymity as well.
Interesting.
They had to watch it all on CCTV because it was too dangerous because of being seen by these members.
Oh my God.
I was like, bro, I am so sorry.
You're like, are you okay?
I mean, he's like really smart, really liberal. Like, yeah. He's a great guy, totally able to like read through any BS, but he was also fair and he would not have, if it wasn't he was a smart guy, very liberal, but the person did the crime. It's very obvious.
Yeah.
But he was shitting himself, basically.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. Man, that's crazy.
Absolutely.
That's so scary.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is nutty. I've always wanted to be on a jury. I can't lie. I think I'm too old to do it, but yeah, it's like my dream. Like, I really want to get through there, but I don't ever think that I will be able to pass the test. I'm too loud and opinionated.
I don't want to. I don't want to. And I don't think that I'm sure they look at your social media. I would never make it.
No, Me either. They'd be like, girl, what? absolutely.
We're not going to make it. Yeah. Yes, I was just going to say, sorry. I probably was not supposed to comment on that out loud. The Wiz told me to wrap it up, everybody. And I was agreeing that I was just about to wrap it up. So thanks for listening.
Oh my God. This has been a severely upsetting episode. Yeah. I'm so mad. Okay. I'm just big mad.
But I'm like ready to pay attention to these cases. You know, like I'm really invested. Yeah. And I hope you guys will pay attention too. And I hope that it will, you know, encourage you to keep an eye on these local elections that we were talking about. So you can vote on things like, you know, prosecutors and coroners and things like that. So I want to wrap up on what's your favorite.
Why do you always get to do the wrap ups?
Oh my God. The anger.
Because she's the lead.
Do you want to do? No, you are.
I just feel like there could be fair. I don't know. If
Zach, I don't want to do the wrap ups.
Zach and Paige are my jurors. How do you guys feel about this?
No, jury selection, I'm mad about it.
Laska, do it. Do the wrap up. Do the wrap up like you're going
to
do.
I don't want to do it. I want to do it next time. I don't want to steal this one. Actually, listen, I want to do yours, but I want to do the next one.
Okay. Did you hear me?
I never want to do the wrap up.
I feel like I dragged you and you didn't hear it, so I'm going to say it again. I said, do the wrap up like you're going to do Fall with Friends. Promise us that you're going to do the wrap up. Are you like actually going to do it next week or...
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess we will.
Jeez Louise.
So until then, let's wrap up by saying our favorite harvest season treat. Like, what's something that you really like to have that gives you the warm and fuzzies in the harvest season?
Casey, if you answer okay.
Oh my God, I know what mine is.
I wasn't going to. I actually didn't even think
about
it. No! But now...
Please answer with whatever it is. I want to know.
I'll go last. Who has one?
Okay. I love that. I have one, but it's like so basic.
Oh, what is it?
Whatever. No, I am who I am. Every year I get one venti like peppermint mocha or like whatever those sweet sugary fucking drinks from Starbucks are. I get one every year and I allow myself a big ass one.
Yeah. And, I love that.
I haven't gotten it yet because it doesn't quite feel like it. Yesterday was the coldest and rainiest day of the year. Oh. And it was freezing. It was like 40 degrees here. I was infuriated. My sister ran a marathon and so I had to go and stand out in the rain. Also, props to my sister for running 13.1 miles
in the rain.
The freezing rain.
That's crazy.
Yes.
What a badass bitch.
Good for her.
And so I was like soaking wet, but I need it to get like a little closer to December before I'm like really in the fall feelies. Or like the wintry feelies, but then that's what I'm gonna get, like an eggnog latte or like a peppermint something. It's just gonna be, it's like a sugar bomb, and then I pass out for like.
See, I don't think that's basic though. I think that's so beautiful. I think that that's what I do even just like year. The simplicity of it is like really beautiful.
That's my favorite. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, well, thanks. Yeah. Never mind. It's not basic. It's who I am.
I do.
All also, right. Sweaters. I'm really big into sweaters.
And sweaters.
Well, sweaters. I love. I mean, I'm a big fan of pumpkin pie. And I'm a big fan of cookies and candy. So like from Halloween to Christmas, it like works really well for me. Yeah. Because it's like chocolates and candies and pumpkin pies and apple pies. And so I'm just down for the season.
Love your response on that.
Yeah. Why?
What? It's really good for me. Works really well for me.
Just works well.
Look, as a Jewish man, I love Christmas and my wife is probably the biggest Christmas fan I know, and she's obviously, you know.
Are you guys doing a Christmas party? Can we come? Okay, sorry.
Oh.
Okay, there you go.
We should.
You should. You really should.
Oh my God. FaceTime me in.
Okay. That'd be so fun.
I'll be there.
Okay. Okay, good. So we'll have a Christmas party. We're actually going to put up our Christmas tree today because when we get back from our trip,
oh, yeah, it'll be Christmassy.
You know, yeah,
there you go.
So we want to have it up now.
Cute, cute.
I'll take pictures and show you. So yeah, I love it's all. I mean, let's be real.
Let's be real. And on that note, fall is the best season. Get out if you don't think so. You're incorrect.
Yeah, you're just wrong.
Everything happens. Everything changes. The energy changes. The air changes. People change. Everyone's like kind of. I don't know. I feel like more present maybe during this time. Maybe that. I don't know if that's true or not, but it feels like it. And even LA, and it's like. Basic ass weather every single day has a little bit of nip in the air, which excites me because I'm from a state that has all the seasons. I love a little nip in the air. Yeah. And then, okay, I love eggnog and I don't drink milk and stuff. Like we drink almond milk and stuff, but every year the eggnog comes out, I will get that. I'll get the toxic ass eggnog. I don't even give a fuck because listen, it's like you only get it once a year and then it's gone the whole year. So like, yes. That's it. Like, get it. Yes. Get all the eggnog.
The SoCo. I'm out here campaigning eggnog. The SoCo kind. Yes. Give me all of it.
It's so good. Absolutely. So I love that. And I just love the colors. It feels like it's a different filter.
I hear that they make oat milk eggnog now and I'm so excited to try
it. They do. I just don't like it. Yeah, that's the thing. I've tried them all. It's the original shitty eggnog that is good. Sorry.
Yeah, my brother is very specific about Borden's. It can only be Borden's original eggnog.
There's a thickness. There's a specific kind of texture. If it's fucked so with, it's either too thin or it's too thick.
Yeah. I'm lactose intolerant, so I really can't do the
real. I know. Stuff. Well, you can do the. Well,
I make a good eggnog. I'll try and make one dairy free for you and see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'll like try a recipe out.
Anyways, falls the shit.
Yeah, it is. I'm not going to be petty. I'm not going to do the petty answer, which would be.
Oh my God. I want to know what it was though.
Which would be that my favorite fall thing is when my friend does fall with friends.
Oh my God. No. Don't waste your special answer on me.
God, but I hate you.
My
guys.
Actual favorite fall thing. I love, I just get really cinnamon. Like, I just need cinnamon all the time in the fall. Like, anything. Ooh, so, cinnamon, like, right now I'm burning my harvest gathering candle and it just smells like pumpkin and cinnamon and burnt sugar.
Did we get
sugar.
This together?
We did. It's okay. Almost gone because I burn it like every day.
All of mine are gone. My Shag Me candle and the other one.
Oh, your Shag Me candle's gone? Dang.
I burned
the Shag Me candle.
It's a long story page.
Yeah.
You guys, I just need to be included in the group chat. Like, that's all I'm asking for.
It wasn't. Well, the group was chat. We went to this brunch together and we ended up going to Bath and Body Works after.
Really, like I said, I know you
all the candles.
We know I live across the country, but I just need to be included.
You should have seen the people who worked there. They were like,
please put your nose away.
Yeah. And we were just like loudly approving and disapproving of candles. We were at one point, we were like,
not this, no.
At one point, we were selling candles to each other. We were giving each other our best candle pitch. Like, I cannot tell you why this happened, but we did it.
Oh my God.
It was great, though. It was wonderful.
Oh my God.
It was
great. They were like, for the love.
I bought too many things because we actually did a really good job selling each other candles. Like, Laska was a very good salesman. Anyway. So I like cinnamon things. I like dirty chais in the fall. I like,
Wait. What's a dirty chai? I'm sorry. You said chai. No, but what's a dirty chai?
Dirty chai.
You put dirt in it.
Shut the fuck up. I can't stand you. Why are you like this?
I really thought. thought you were about to answer for real, and then you said that. It just has espresso in it. It has espresso in it as well.
I'm about to get a whole new set of friends, y'all.
You'll not like them as much as us.
No, you won't.
This is true.
But yeah, no, and also if you've ever gotten those cinnamon,
I'd never trade you guys in
those cinnamon broom things from Trader Joe's that you can like, hang in your house
all over the house.
Smells like
no, oh my Casey. God. This is what you need to do. You need to get essential oils, cinnamon oils, because
they're going to be the same as the cinnamon cones.
It is, and you can throw them on your broomsticks and on your cones to re kind of excite them.
Do you think Whole Foods would have a cinnamon broomstick?
Yeah. Why did you say it like that?
But the K was really strong on the end of that. Right.
Okay, we have to go. We have to go.
Okay. Anyways, I'm so sorry, listeners. I was just thinking out loud.
I don't know. Go to Whole Foods and see. Let the listeners know next week if you find it.
Zach, Zach, can you play us out with some like beautiful fall music? Whatever that is.
Dashing through the snow.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa.
That's different. That's different.
My ears. Ha, ha, ha. You guys, you're jumping ahead.
Yeah, you jumped a whole holiday.
I'll stay in the John Bellion world and play one of his really fun. It's called Good Things Fall Apart.
Well, it is Sad Girl Fall, and Adele is dropping an album, so you know she's about to.
Oh, I can't wait.
Who's dropping an album?
Adele.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say something wrong? All right, bye, y'all.
Bye.
Oh, also, like, rate, subscribe, do all the things.
Thank you.
Love you.
Like, rate, subscribe, comment.
We need to have a real talk about that, too.
Bow.
By the way.
About what? What are we talking about?
I'm talking to the listeners, not you. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to the listeners. We need to have a real talk, you and I, listeners, about when you are commenting and why. What's up with the rates? You know what?
What's up with the rates?
Meet me in Sherman Oaks. Half hour.
Do we have a bad rating?
No. I'm just trying to get them to keep rating more. Like, that's all. I'm encouraging them. Anyways.
Oh my god. This episode needs to end. Goodbye. Goodbye. Love you, bye.
Bye, guys.
I'm coming to terms with a broken heart. I guess that sometimes good things fall apart.